You know, when you hear the music, time to connect the dots. Hey, 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 what do you say? Well, actually, I have quite a few things to say. Hey, you know what? This is BBS Radio, the best radio on the internet. And I just got done listening to BBS Radio. I listened to the whole ET Yoga show because Charles Green is a very informative guy. In fact, he was a fountain of information this evening. A great, grand fountain of information. And what can I say except, you know, hey, you know, before you tune into my show, listen to his show. But he's only on every 2 weeks. I'm on every week. And there's a million things to talk about, as always. But let me just connect a little with what he was talking about. You know, your intentions, your thoughts create reality. You know, believe it's going to happen, believe it's going to be so, and it is. And before I ever heard any of these things in my life, people talking about this, I used to do a lot of deliveries in Manhattan. And I was there every day. And I've always been a positive person. And I'm a go-getter. So if you're a delivery person in Manhattan, probably the most important thing is you want to make the traffic lights and you want to find a place to park to make your deliveries. And I became really, really good at it. And then eventually it came to the point in my life I knew no matter where I went to look for a parking space on what day, any place, any time, anywhere, any city, I would find that parking space. And it's always been true for my whole life from that point on. And I never heard anybody talk about intent creating reality, but I was living it. And, you know, that's what life is all about, to live it. And intend on succeeding in what you do, and you will succeed. Intention is a very important part of it all. And there was a lot of talk tonight about putting a positive spin on things. Well, with all you could say negative things happening with the, 50% of the American culture was very disappointed President Trump didn't get elected. 50% of the people believe he was cheated out of the election. But let's not worry about that, because there's so much positive things happening behind the scene, and that's what we need to focus on. I mean, I'll sort of look this way. I never in my life was I ever interested in social media. You know, Facebook's been out there a while. I'm a first-hand person, person-to-person contact. I like doing things in real time. I like going outside. I don't like sitting in front of a screen that much. Occasionally, there's a good movie to watch, but basically, that's it. I'm out there. I want to be living, interacting with as many people as possible because that's the kind of person I am. So I had no interest in social media. But then when President Trump seemed to be calling everyone's attention to Twitter, I thought, well, let me get on and see what's going on here because he just got elected president. And it'll be interesting. Well, let me tell you, I was surprised that there was a lot of knowledge floating around on Twitter, believe it or not. You know, at first it was just, I'm getting my feet wet, I want to interact and say whatever. But then I started finding a lot of intelligent, helpful informative information out there, and particularly there was, I was surprised as to how many people were representing galactic civilizations out there, which I became to know for like over 2 years. I've been following the Galactic Federation of Light. In fact, it was the main follow site called Cobra Info One. And with the recent takedowns, they got taken down just recently. Because Twitter doesn't want people finding out about the victory of the light and that the cabal is going to be taken down probably maybe before the end of this year even. So that's the good news. And I found out there are many people representing many on Twitter now. A lot of them got taken down with the big takedown at the beginning of the year. Cobra 1 got taken down. Then they reinstated themselves as Cobra 3. They got taken down. They reinstated themselves as Cobra 5, and they've been taken down again. So that was my favorite source of looking for information, but there was probably another dozen other sources I go to when I want to find out what the galactic beings are doing, people that have inside connections, Pleiadians, or representatives of Pleiadians, and the representatives of Sirians, and representatives of the Arcturians, and representatives of this group and that group. And I came across some information, so I had to go to somebody else just today, and lo and behold, you know, somebody I'm following, they're following me, I stumbled onto something was very positive, you know, and it had a thread to it. So I thought, well, let me just follow the thread. If you're on Twitter, you might understand what I'm talking about here. A thread means, like, if you click on the thread related to a certain tweet, there might be 3, 5, 10, 20 different consecutive tweets that are connected to that final thread. So I connected to this thread that I found something interesting from the Pleiadians talking about important information. So I went down, and boy, you know what? They had nothing but positive information out there that don't worry about what's happening, what seems to be a win for the cabal. It's, you know, with Biden and, you know, the Kamala woman. Sure, they're deep state people, and they're puppets for the New World Order and all that. But don't let that get you down, because there's a big chess game being played behind the scenes. And they've just been given a few little happy moves for themselves, because it's leading up to checkmate. And the victory of the light is positive. But I've been hearing victory of the light for about a year now. I forget exactly when they finalized that, but some key points were December 21st, the winter solstice this past December 21st, when there was a significant amount of people participating in global meditation. And collective meditations are very powerful things. They can move worlds. They can move galaxies. I mean, really. You need to look into it. Hey, there's power in numbers. That's the basic concept there. But when you meditate together, a collective consciousness forms. It's like creating almost an entity in itself. And a very powerful one happened on the December 21st, more than was needed. And that kind of like put the pedal to the metal and iced it. A deal. It's a done deal. It's victory for the light. So I'm going through these 20 tweets this morning, and they were telling people, if you're worried about what's happening because the news doesn't look that good, you know, there's still trying to jam you with the vaccine, and they're still talking about lockdowns for eternal amounts of time and all this negative stuff. Forget about it, because the good guys are coming to show themselves and land here on planet Earth, and they're bringing with them all kinds of good gifts. They say, if you need to do something to boost your presence, look up in the sky, go outside, look up in the sky, take a deep breath and say, the light has won, the light has won, light overpowering darkness. That's right, light, the light forces, Galactic Federation of Light. Right? They've won the battles. They've got a few more battles here on the surface to iron out, but it's a done deal now. You know, if you know anything about playing chess, you know when you've got your opponent beaten. It might be 10 moves down the board, but you've got it figured out, and he doesn't have any way to beat you because you got him bottlenecked in, and you know you're going in for the checkmate, and that's essentially what the situation is now. The cabal's been beat, whether they like it or not. Sure, they can make people miserable up until the last minute, but why should they even bother? But they probably will. Because, you know, these people are diehards, they're thick-headed and whatever. But they're beaten. It's just a matter of time. And as soon as the final moves get played on the chessboard, that involves the future of planet Earth here, our galactic brothers and sisters, the good guys, are going to land their spacecraft at something called the Event. Of course, they will use the emergency broadcast system that's present on our planet and break in, just like in a science fiction movie, take over all the communications and announce themselves before they show up. And it might just play out like a science fiction movie. We might hear the words, you know, we'll hear and the station will blur out, and then all of a sudden, this is the emergency broadcast system. The next thing we'll hear the voice of some alien saying, people of planet Earth, we've come to show ourselves. We'll see you tomorrow at many locations, all in the capital cities, wherever they choose to land. But it's going to happen. It's a done deal. It's just a matter of exactly what day. And we don't know the exact day yet. And, you know, these things have to play themselves out, you know, just like a game of chess, you know. There is, you know, sometimes one move takes a little longer than the other, then the response will take a little longer. So whatever. But it's going to happen. And that's the good news. So we can focus on that. And boy, we want these Galactic Federation friends of ours to land, because they've been announcing for months from various sources that have representatives on Twitter that they're bringing the med beds, real health care that can cure anything and in a short amount of time without any harmful side effects, no radiations, no poison vaccines, none of that crap that the big pharma likes to dump on you. Of course, their scam is they don't want to cure you of anything. They want to get you hooked on their products with the side effects, and then that'll just lead to more products with side effects until they side effect you to death. And that's what Big Pharma has been about all along. You know, but we don't, you know, I'll give you some good advice. Avoid the vaccine. It's been, you know, the information has been investigated. And that's another good thing to look at. We, the people, have been some great investigators in the last year with this COVID thing because, you know, we got bullshit in the beginning by government because we didn't know they were pulling a sham on us, this gigantic sham. But it's been uncovered. The whole thing is a sham. They haven't even proved that this so-called, what they call a COVID virus, which statistics prove is no more dangerous than cold. And please, I don't want to hear about the poor, unfortunate people that died. People die every second. As we're talking here, people are dropping dead all over the world for different reasons. When you get a real education and understand what reality is on Earth and what reality is to be a human being, death has nothing to fear because you're not really dying. Your soul doesn't die. The body dies. That's all, you know. And the limitations of years to live in a human body, you know, it has its limitations here. Only because of the dark side, the cabal, the evil forces, the evil ETs that came here long ago and set up this insane asylum that they've made Earth into, you know? It's a prison planet, yeah. They've kept us from our brothers and sisters across the galaxy. They put an electronic fence around us, but that's being taken down now. So again, more good news. We're going to be free from all the restraints that have been put on the human race for hundreds of thousands of years. We're going to finally be able to know the real truth. So these are all good things to look forward to, and it's going to happen not that far into the near future. And we just have to think and focus on that the battle has been won. You know, the war has been won. You know, there might be a few major skirmishes beforehand, but regardless of what happens, just keep focusing on the there's light at the end of the tunnel. Victory of the light. It's guaranteed. It's in the bag. It's a done deal. There's no way the cabal can survive what's coming at them. And they will be dissipated one way or another. And if they, these evil cabal, want to continue their insanity, well, they'll be taken off this world to some other world where they can play devil run the show, whatever their hearts desire. And they might be actually shown what it is to be on the receiving side of what they've been done. What better karmic lesson could they be given? But it won't be on planet Earth. These no-gooders are going to be removed. The Earth is moving into a higher vibration where such evil deeds, evil creatures are not tolerated. There's no place for them to exist in a faster vibrating Earth. And that's where the Earth is going. It's vibrating faster every second as we talk. And as we sleep during the night, our galactic and brothers and sisters are working on our bodies, reconnecting our dormant DNA so we can be full human beings with working 12 strands of DNA working instead of the two that most of us are stuck with. Some of us maybe have three going. Who knows? It's important to think is there's light at the end of the tunnel. Victory of the light. The cabal is doomed. They can't win. They can pretend to be in control for a short amount of time. They've been given a bit of grace here, but it's not going to be that long. And they're going to quickly fall on their faces. They're falling on their faces already. You know, the mainstream media news doesn't even know what the hell to put up anymore because, you know, it's a dead-end street, you know, with their teleprompter readers. And it's almost a joke. Really? It's a joke. I turn it on to see what the enemy's doing for amusement, you know. I see, like, what a friggin' joke. Every newscaster is a teleprompter reader. It's hysterical almost, and the people they interview now are also reading off teleprompters. And they keep making mistakes and giving away how incompetent they are. You know, they were trying to hide with the I watched the inauguration just to see what the enemy was doing, and I thought, well, maybe Trump will pull the rabbit out of the hat and arrest the, some of them, like some of the Democrats that day, but it didn't happen, but that's okay. There's nothing to worry about because they're all going down in the end. But it was like, you know, Biden was up there, and actually, I don't know who wrote the speech for him, but he gave a great speech. Of course, he was reading off a teleprompter, but the cameras were real careful not to show the teleprompter. But then, by the next day, Fox gave it away when they said the teleprompter screen he was reading off was 10 by 10 feet, you know? So it was there somewhere. Maybe we were shown the back of it, but we were never given a glimpse of it because they wanted to pretend that Biden knows how to give a speech, please. And the guy has had problems, like, on camera so many times already. They weren't taking any chances, and they made sure that the teleprompter was big enough. It's a joke. It's a joke. Some interesting things, you know, just to show you what crooked people these people are. And the fact that how could this go unnoticed? Somebody had posted a video of Kamala when she's taking a rope. She didn't, you know, somebody holds out the Bible and she's supposed to put her hand on the Bible as she takes a rope. You know, I forget who was asking her the questions, and it's irrelevant. But somebody copped a photo where she put her purse on top of the Bible and then her hand on top of the purse. I don't know what, I'm not sure quite what that meant, whether she thought that she can't be accused of blasphemy or something. I don't know. Or I hear that satanic people never put their hand on the Bible. She might be a member of some satanic cult. Whatever, it doesn't matter. You know, she's, we knew her to be dishonest from when she ran, was trying to run for president. If you were paying attention, it's a joke, the whole deal. And the Biden's trying to outdo Trump there, writing a big stack of executive orders, you know, and he's contradicting himself already. You know, it was a great speech, and he isn't even able to keep in line with his own speech, if you're paying attention. Another big joke. And then he's standing there in front of the podium, and he has Kamala over there and everybody else wearing masks, you know, like, please. How friggin' corny can you get? And what's really funny, too, I can only laugh at this. Biden's talking about we're going to listen to the real science. Well, if he isn't listening to the real science, because the real science says that masks are not a healthy thing to do, and they're not going to really stop you from getting any kind of tiny virus. And like I said, nobody ever even proved, you know, it's all mainstream media lies. We can thank President Trump for, at the start of his term, educating us about how fake the news is. And boy, they are fake. And so Biden isn't even listening to his, to the real science. I mean, on Twitter, there's countless of things. 30,000 doctors want to tell the truth. 87,000 doctors want to tell the truth. How many lying doctors have we seen in the last 4 years on TV? 5, 6 at the most? That's it. And those 5 or 6 lying doctors have been manipulating the whole country. You know, same thing around the world in the other countries. They have like 2 or 3 doctors that are spewing the lies, and they're basing their lockdowns and decisions on 2 or 3 paid liars. And then, you know, I mean, it's a joke, except unfortunately people, the sheeple, are listening to these phones. phony government people who are all puppets of the cabal, the dark side, and they're trying to, this is all part of their world takeover, you know, and unfortunately, the sheeple are rolling over and playing dead for them, making it too easy, you know? But it doesn't matter, because they can't win, because we're getting assistance from the good guys of the galaxy, and they're going to come here and remove all the cabal people. We all wanted, those of us that don't like the cabal, we wanted President Trump to do it. You know, we've been hearing for over a year or so, sealed indictments, but it never happened, but still could happen by the military. We'll see how it plays itself out, but I mean, if it doesn't happen to steal indictments, when the cabal comes down, when the event happens and the Galactic Federation lands their starships, they know where everybody is. And there's no place for the cabal to hide. They'll just round them up and take them off. And I've heard a few characters have been taken out already. And what they do with them, you know, they don't want to repent of their wicked ways. They toss them in the central sun. You know, it's a hop, skip, and a jump over there when you have all the sophisticated technology, you know, how to use the wormholes and go from point A to point B in less than a second, regardless of distance. And all those motherships are going to land, and boy, they're bringing goodies. Like I said, they're bringing the med bits. And they'll be able to cure everybody of all ailments. We just got to hold on till they get here. And that's more than a ray of hope. And they're bringing other things like replicas, kind of like the things they have on, if you ever watched the Star Trek episodes, they have the replicas that make food, and you just talk to the machine and it makes something for you. And actually, you know, I've talked about this before, but this is a good time just to remind everybody. Science fiction has been educating humanity for a long time. Ever since it first started, it's been educating humanity. Because the things that have been put in the science fiction movies were actually revealing what was being kept from the general public, the knowledge that was being kept from the general public. And so if you saw it in a science fiction movie, chances are it was real. And they really went big on that during the 50s. They were talking about devices that could bore out solid rock tunnels. Back in, I think that was the Invaders from Mars movie. They had these bazooka-type weapons. Well, we've got these things, too, now. In fact, we got the nuclear-powered board machines that do 15 miles a day. That's why we have underground cities and underground highways all over the world. Something like 141 miles of tunnels dug all across the USA with underground cities. This is where the cabal was going to hide out in case they you know, initiated the nuclear wars. Thank God we have our galactic brothers and sisters in the spacecraft to know how to stop these things. They've, tweets have been put out on Twitter within the last 2 years many times about reminding us how many times possible nuclear wars they stopped because they weren't going to allow them to further ruin Mother Earth more than they, hey, Mother Earth is a living entity. I know for a fact, because I felt her. And if you're at certain places at certain specific times, you can connect with Mother Earth. Usually it takes a fire and drumming. That's probably the best recipe. You know, that's why people gather around campfires and do drumming, because you get a connection with Mother Earth. I had a very special connection myself. It's in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Hey, that's where I got the name for the show, Connect the Dots Theory. And this particular story Yeah, I believe it's in the first 40 pages. So, you know, if you don't want to spend the $5 to download the book from Google Play or Amazon or something like that, you can do it for free, you know, because that story is within the first 40 pages provided to you free by Google. You know, it doesn't help me sell books, but I just thought I'd let you know there. I mean, unfortunately, I went with a book company that was not good at promoting my book. Well, it wasn't all their fault, you know. I have to talk something truthful about one of my competitors. Think about that now. One of my competitors, hey, I got a radio show here, but one of my competitors is Coast to Coast. You know, if I, these people are impossible to contact. And the book company I went with, they were impossible. They tried numerous times and you got no response, you know. They invite the people, they Coast to Coast invites the George Norrie invites the people he likes or personally knows to talk on his show, or people that are famous already. But people like myself who have no inside connections now, you can't even contact these people, you know? That's how isolated they are. Yeah, George Norrie, I don't have too much nice to say about you. And then, you know, then you got your phony show. You got the same corny people calling up every other week. Yeah, the Beans and Bible guy, come on. If you listen to Coast, this guy calls in all the time. I mean, you know, he's like a paid character. But yeah, it seems like a nice guy, but come on. This is Coast to Coast Radio. You got millions of people trying to call into your show, and you stick with the same people. What, are you afraid to talk to strangers? I mean, really. Unfortunately, I guess, downy on that. That if I had a guest spot on a major show, I could get some people to buy some books and I could get my money back. I had to self-publish it like most other unknown people have to do. And, you know, what can I say? Barnes & Noble is selling the book at under $22 or something like that. Maybe the price went down. But it's, you know, you can download it from Amazon or Google Play for $5 or $7. I think, you know, on a notepad, it might cost $7.50, something like that. But, at the same time, I put so much knowledge into this book. I mean, for a book. But I said, you know, there's so much important knowledge about that, true stories in this, me connecting with the earth and the earth pulsating out, and telepathic communication all happening at the same time. You know, the earth will communicate with you. It'll send ripples of energy through the ground. You've probably never heard about that. I've had some wonderful, amazing experiences. I've had times I was out there in the night and I was thinking about, you know, drawing conclusions because I speculate on every whole types of things. And I remember it was this real heavy speculation I was doing on something really astronomically important universally. And as 1 second after I thought it, what I call a flying crescent, a five-pointed star, shot on a curve across the sky for a couple of seconds. And telepathically, I picked up the message that it was approval of what I had thought as being correct. Now, that's phenomenally connecting with the universe. And I have many other amazing stories in that book, Connected Dots Theory. Because that's real experience in life when you experience it yourself. And unlike most people, you know, they've learned from other people. I've taught everything myself in my life, basically. I just went out there, sought to connect, sought to discover, and did it my way. You know, regrets, I've had a few, even less than a few, too few to mention, because nobody's perfect, but at the same time, I have an astronomical number of successes by just going out there and looking to achieve things, you know, without a written script. And that's what life is all about, to go out there and live and connect. And the more you do that, the more response you get from the universe. It's really that easy, you know, it really is. You don't even need to be trained to do it. You just have to have an open mind, an open heart, and not, you know, even think about it. Because the universe is reading your mind all the time. You know, all human beings are telepathic. You'll know that if you ever have telepathic communication. That's another great true story I have in my book. About a whole evening of telepathic communication. And it was glorious. It was perfect. And whom I was communicating with, I don't even have to know. All I know is that we were a team that night. And it just flowed so beautifully, effortlessly. And that's what connecting with the universe is all about. And it doesn't happen every day. I mean, of course, we're living in a world where people have been numbed down. And people are operating on one cylinder instead of operating on 12 cylinders. You know, we could look at a 12-cylinder motor. I believe there's a few of them out there in automobiles. You know. Yeah, very powerful motors. But a motor still can run maybe even on one or two cylinders. And basically, well, let's say dual cylinders to be more realistic. There's a lot of cars that are running out there on two cylinders, and there's a lot of people running out there on two DNA strands. And they're not operating to full capacity. And that definitely affects the amount of enjoyment they get out of life. I mean, you can still enjoy life pretty well, even running on two cylinders. But you have your limitations. That's why we all want to be running on 12 cylinders, 12 DNA strands activated. But don't fret it. It's good news to know that when we sleep at night, it's been going on for a number of years now, our brothers from the Pleiades, our sisters from the Pleiades, and other star systems are helping us out by reconnecting our dormant DNA strands while we sleep. It might not happen in one night, but we're being worked on. And we're being worked on in other ways to prepare us for the event and prepare us for total interaction with the universe. It's going to be glorious. It's going to be wonderful. It's something to look forward to. It's going to be freedom, real freedom. It's going to be truth. And it's going to be good vibrations. And there's going to be no bad entities around spoiling it for us like they've done most of our lives. And we should all be happy about that. And one of the most interesting things that that I found out by interacting with the higher reality, telepathic communication, is that there's humor. I mean, I had read about it beforehand in books, but there's humor out there in the universe. That's it. And it's actually a taught subject, I believe, on the higher worlds. And there's all different levels out there. The seven heavenly realms, you know. And it's part of your journey. You know, the destination of every human being is to make it back to where they came from. God, the source. Yep. The original source of all there is the Heavenly Father. That's right. Has nothing to do with sex. Just because it's called the Heavenly Father has nothing to do with male-female. Because back at that original point, there was not such thing as sex. You know? The Father was the giver of life. And the original source of all there is was the Heavenly Father. His first two creations were the Eternal Son and the Infinite Spirit, thereby making himself the Trinity. And the home of the Heavenly Father, the Eternal Son, and the Infinite Spirit is a place called Paradise. That's right. Isn't that wonderful? You know, that was the... the message when in California the town of Paradise was destroyed with, mainstream media said it was fire, but it was fire caused by energy weapons. They basically burned all the houses and left most of the trees, burnt the people's cars too, with energy weapons. They were having a grand time, target practice, you know. And it was a message from the dark side. Yeah, we can destroy Paradise. Well, I'm afraid you can't destroy the real Paradise. You know, that's these lower forms, dark entities trying to play God, but don't know how to play it. Don't know how to be the real thing. They're hell-bent on destruction, as the saying goes. But that's how they like to rule, and, you know, create fear and create, you know, fake messages. Hey, we destroyed Paradise. Well, no one can destroy the real Paradise, the home of where the real God exists, the original source of all there is, you know. And in the beginning, there was only the Heavenly Father, and there was only his existence in that place called Paradise. And that was it. The universe, what we know, was created later. That's right. And real creation started after the Trinity was formed, and that happened in a fraction of a second. It was like, bing, bing. That was it. You know, the Heavenly Father thought, I want to be a Trinity as the Eternal Son and the Infinite Spirit, and it happened immediately. I mean, there's your original creation story right there. And from that point on, it sprang down. And so all else was created with the Trinity in the seven possible ways. You know, if you ever heard anything with things like, permutations, anything about mathematics, well, three, you know, God operating from three personalities can create in seven different ways. That's the maximum. That's why the number seven is so important. And the number seven shows up in geometry and many other things. That's why there are seven heavens, because seven, again, it's the variety, the number of possibilities of creation from three sources is seven, you know. Learn a little about mathematics, you know, and you'll see. That's a truthful statement there, and that's why the importance of seven. And then, of course, three is important because three is the Trinity. All spiritual creations are combinations of three or seven. Think about that. So a number like eight is really a non-spiritual number. But eight has its place in geometry, you know. you can look into that one yourself, okay? I do some explanation of that in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, I claim it's one of the best books ever put together. You can read in less than 2 hours, you know, if you're a normal person. It's mostly the most important part of it is the pictures, I guess, because I have pictures in that book nobody has ever put in a book. I've looked for them, but unable to find. I've looked at, in fact, I'm a picture looker when it comes to books, you know. I turn the pages and I look at the pictures, as the saying goes. I've always been like that. I don't really like reading, but, you know, I've had to do my share of reading when books were presented to me so I could get the knowledge to explain things in detail. And I eventually got to the point where there isn't anything happening that I couldn't explain with the catalog of information I've acquired from reading books and personal experiences. Not everybody can make that statement. In fact, I find people that are maybe expertise in things that I'm not expertise in have difficulty explaining certain things. I don't have a difficulty in explaining anything. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. You think you got a tough question for me? Hey, call in. Challenge me. Nobody has ever said anything to me that at this point in time I can't explain. You know, maybe when I was 5 years old, there was a lot I couldn't explain, though I could explain a lot already, but at five. But in fact, I learned so much by the time I was five. When I got out there, you know, socializing with people in school, I actually had to learn how to be stupid so I could fit in. I mean, really. What can I say? That was reality on Earth. And it still is in many cases today, unfortunately, but things will be changing for the better. It would be nice to be born into a world where intelligence is appreciated and you don't have to learn how to play dumb to fit in. But anyhow, that's it. Hey, and here's the mystery question. So there's only positive things happening in the future, you know? It's going to be like you woke up from a bad dream and it's all over, you know? Hey, it's sun is shining bright. Beautiful snowflakes coming down. So you can go out there sleigh riding or whatever, make a snowman. Temperature not too cold. You know, some of the best snowflakes come when it's like just about 32 degrees, 31 degrees. Get them big flakes. And I guess it happens at other temperatures too, but that's what I've taken notice of. So anyhow, what can I tell you? I mean, there's that book of mine, Connected Dots Theory, too bad nobody's buying it because it's knowledge going to waste. I mean, I did different things with this book that nobody had ever did before, you know? I'm a person that cuts a new path through the woods. I didn't do it like other people did books. I invented my own way of doing it and a better way. And basically, I eliminated certain things. You don't have to have a concordance in the back of my book, really. You have the basic outline on the first page that shows you the chapters and what's in them. And then anything that needs a reference to something I might have connected or borrowed from somebody else to make a point, I give the reference when I'm talking about it. So, you know, saving people time and energy. And every chapter starts with page one. Make it easy to find, you know. Much easier, so you don't have to look, well, where's page 150? No, there is no page 150. I mean, the biggest chapter I have is like 51 pages. Most of the chapters are something like 10 pages, 20 pages. 4 pages, I think, is the smallest chapter, which I believe makes it easier. to climb. And I use simple words because I figured out a long time ago the purpose of writing things down for others to read is to communicate. You know, I purposely avoided fancy words because the general population doesn't know those fancy words. And this book was written for the general population to kind of introduce you to what's coming, to the introduce you to whom you are as a human being, to introduce you to the fact that there are other dimensions, realms, and each realm has its parameter of frequencies. That's why you can't see from one into the other, you know, because the changes in vibrations blurs the picture, makes it invisible. You know, it's an old saying, the hand is quicker than the eye. And so when things are going moving that quick, you won't see them. That's why you can't see directly in with normal human vision. You can't see directly into the other dimension. And it makes it less confusing, too. If you can see in all the dimensions at the same time, that might be too confusing, but you can't because it's set up that way. And all important bits of information, plus I delve into analyzing the dark side, which is an important thing. They have so many markers they put out here, you can recognize them by their markers. They're flag waving as it goes, you know? They feel that's important, you know? And so there's so many signs out there that identify the dark side. There is out there in plain sight. But if you're not aware about what they are, you don't get it. But I've taken some time to identify some of them, and that's important information I put in my book. You know, this book connects to that theory. It's not a theory. It's an educational text. Unfortunately, Google identifies it as fiction. I asked the book company to get that changed, and, you know, Google, they want to play God. They don't even respond to requests from the book company. That's the way it is, so I'm stuck with that. They're doing me a disservice. They're probably doing it on purpose because they don't want truth out there. Come on, Google isn't a truthful entity. It's a cabal-owned puppet organization designed to make money and use and abuse people and make money off them while they're using and abusing you. So I'm stuck with that label. It's, you know, Google says my book is fiction, but it's not. You know, maybe they thought because I used the word theory, a theory could be fiction. Well, it's not. I said the book isn't about a theory. The book is about revealing truthful events and truthful correlations, obvious correlations. I'm not talking about the physics explanation of a wormhole. Regular people aren't even interested in that. I'm talking about down-to-earth things, you know, like why is our behavior the way it is? Well, it's the dark side. In fact, the I go into explaining this, the bad ETs that landed on our world and took over humanity hundreds of thousands of years ago. And if you look at the record for what their lifestyle was from back then, and there are plenty of records that go back hundreds of thousands of years, yeah. Don't be fooled by the lies you've been told since a kid, you know, and the religious people try to tell you, the Bible's only 6,000 years, Adam and Eve was 6,000 years ago. Now, there's plenty of books out there. Well, I won't say plenty, but there are books out there that tell you the real date of Adam and Eve is about 35,000 years ago. They tell you where the real two gardens of Eden were. Yeah, there was two of them. And all this information is available. If you don't, if you haven't come across it, it's because it's being kept from you. Just like the knowledge of teleportation is kept from you, the knowledge of time travel is kept from you, the knowledge of your thoughts create reality is being kept from you, the knowledge of that you're a superior being from heavenly realms living in a human body for the experience of 3D reality here, or physical reality as we call it. And that when your physical body dies, your soul doesn't die with it. You go back to your over-self, as it's called, or your higher reality from where you came from. And they've been lying to you about everything because they want to create fear. You know, that's the best recipe for controlling people is fear. Well, anyhow, so much for that. Their better days are coming. It's guaranteed. The victory of the light. Walk outside tomorrow, look up in the sky and say, the light has won, the light has won, the light has won. Keep repeating it. The dark side is going down. That's what it means. But don't concentrate on the dark side. Concentrate on the light. Concentrate on your brothers and sisters that are going to land in giant spacecraft and bring the med beds with them to heal us all. Unlimited supplies of food with replicators, free energy, you know. We won't have to worry about gas mileage anymore. All the vehicles we ride around in will be equipped with free energy machines, you know. And we won't have to go to the gas pump anymore. Won't need money to do this. And just things are going to get better and better and better and better and better and better, and then we'll all be living happily ever after. And that's the way it's going to be. We can increase our longevity. We can do pretty much anything we want, so long as no one is getting harmed, so long as we're consciously being loving beings. This is the future. And it's not that far off, so hold on. Meanwhile, the mystery question I've asked you before, hey, this is a call-in radio show. You'll have to wait till next week, I guess, to call in. But ask your friends during the week, you listeners out there, what are the tiny, sparkling red lights up in the sky between the stars? Probably only a couple hundred feet. That's what they look like to me. But maybe they're 500 feet up. But not that far off the surface of the ground that are sparkling up there all the time. But to see them, you have to shift your vision beyond normal human vision. And there are many ways to do that. You need to find your own way. But some of you must have done that already. And is there anyone who has seen these sparkling red lights? I know anytime I shift my vision, they're there. And it's not make-believe, they're there. But what are they? I've asked people on Twitter, and I got all wrong answers every time, you know. But it's a great question. To get you to think, to get you to investigate. And maybe next week we'll get a caller who can accurately explain what all these sparkling red lights, they're almost as numerous as stars, not quite, but there's hundreds of them there all around, kind of equally spaced like the stars, basically. And they're up there. As I speak right now, they're up there. But you can't see them unless you shift your vision beyond normal human vision. How do you do that? Well, that's for you to figure out. I don't teach techniques, but I can tell you about realities I've experienced, and that's one of them. It's a mystery. Hey, take the challenge. See if you can figure it out. I mean, first, you probably have to see them, you know, sparkling red lights, no bigger than those tiny Christmas lights they sell now, the little tiny ones, the tiniest of the tiniest. Well, when you look up in the sky and see those tiny, tiny, they're all red too. So figure it out. Anyhow, we're coming to the end of the show. And I mentioned it before. Hey, I got 23 videos up there on YouTube. Check them out. Because I don't write songs just for the heck of it. You know, I started out by writing social political songs, and then I moved into party songs later. But I've got a variety of 23. If you want to concentrate on what's coming in the future, look it up, you know. This is your sunny day. Very philosophical song. And then, hey, you want to hear about the earth being alive? The earth, she loves you. Key it in. If it doesn't pop up already, key in the word YouTube after it. If it still doesn't pop up, key in my name, Tom Edison. That is my real name. That's right. I was a 2020 presidential candidate, a write-in candidate. Of course, nobody helped me. So I didn't even have a chance of getting elected. But everybody should have voted for me. Because if I had gotten a support group, I'll tell you this, I am a strategist, there would have been no fake election, there would have been no cheating, because I would have seen to it that they couldn't have cheated, because I know how to plan ahead and I know how to set up a security system. It's not as hard as you think. All it takes is a little ingenuity and common sense. But anyhow, hey, if you want to just have a good time, check out Subway Fantasy 2. You got to spell it P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. That's the way I spell fantasy. So it's Subway Fantasy and then the number 2. And if it doesn't pop up already, type in the word YouTube. It should pop up. Click it. It'll take you on a roller coaster ride of rock and roll. And it proves that when you put good video, fast-moving video behind a song, man, it rocks. And all this is Subway Fantasy 2, every song on there is mine. I guess it proves I know how to write party songs. But, hey, check it out. I claim to be the only person that has 23 videos out on YouTube right now. You know somebody else, they call up next week and tell me, hey, I know somebody who has more videos than you on YouTube. I'd be glad to find that out. Okay, Mr. Engineer, I want you to take us out of here now, and we're going to do it with the countdown, and then you're going to play the lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Party in Kind? In fact, that's the easiest one to find on YouTube. Just part, key it in. Are You the Party in, P-A-R-T-Y apostrophe N, kind? And you can put that in the Google bar. It'll probably come up right away. And then if you want to see more, before the song ends, click down my icon when you're wearing the sunglasses to the lower left if you're not on a full screen. And then that'll take you my whole list of 23. And then, of course, followed by that lead guitar solo at the end of my show is my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Could be your anthem, too. We all want to be somebody. Okay, and if you listen to the end of that song, you'll hear the horse galloping away. And then if you watch the video, you'll see the horse galloping away. How about that? Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be just to behold. Gotta be somebody, or how will this satisfy? Gotta be somebody, feel love, or know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. Sleep. I don't want a joy, join in my grief. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Or no, I was here to my stand without fear, it clear to the world.